Strange Adventure.
It was a gay, drunken party that gathered in the Golden Nugget Saloon in the little mining village of Jacksonville. In the summer of 1853, this was the only white settlement in this region of Oregon Territory wilderness and owed its existence to the recent discovery of gold nearby. John Hillman, a mining expert from Portland, listened intently to the stories and boasts made by one of a party of prospectors from California.
Yeah. I bet you men all think you're going to find that lost log cabin mine before me and my friends do, but you ain't. Old Luke Fogarty told me all the landmarks when he was dying, and I'm the only man in these parts that can climb them mountains. And there ain't no use to try to follow me and my men either.
Hillman plied the prospector with whiskey and eventually drew out more secrets of the famous lost gold mine. When the Californians set off into the wild region, Hillman and his party of Oregon miners were not far behind. Day after day, the two parties struggled across the mountains and ravines, the prospectors trying to elude their followers, but the miners stalked doggedly to the trail. The Californians, weak from hunger and exhaustion, camped in the heart of the mountain forest. Men grew sick, and their threadbare clothing gave little protection against the chilling winds that swept down from the peaks. The Oregon miners, in almost as bad condition, came upon the crude camp. Hillman halted his horse before the tent of the leader of the Californians.
It looks like we've been a bunch of fools striking out into this godforsaken country without proper food and supplies. Our only chance for life now is to join forces and forage about for fish and game.
The old prospector nodded his head slowly, a look of resignation upon his rugged, bearded face.
I guess you're right. Your men can camp here with us here in the lee of this bluff. In the morning, we'll all spread out. Them that are able, we'll all look for food.
Hunting parties were organized, and half-starved men struck out through the forest, searching for anything that might provide sustenance. Hillman rode up a deep canyon some distance ahead of his party, seeking a stream that would provide fresh water. He let his horse pick its way while he peered intently through the woods for game or a sign of water. Suddenly, he heard a shot, and a bullet clipped into a branch above his head. Hillman leaped from his horse and took shelter behind a boulder. A gaunt, grizzled man stepped from behind a tree, a rifle held at the ready. Hillman recognized him as the drunk he had listened to in the saloon.
So, you and your men thought you could beat me to the log cabin mine and grab all the gold, did you? Well, I'm warning you to get out of this country and get fast.
Hillman, deciding to give in for the time being to this crazed prospector, walked slowly toward his horse. As he was about to mount, he happened to glance into the forest ahead. He stood spellbound at the wondrous scene before him, then called to the man who had threatened him.
Look yonder!
The old man joined him and gazed into the vast crater before them. Deep in the heart of the mammoth bowl was a vast blue lake. The two men gazed in wonderment at the great body of life-saving water that later became one of the scenic spots of the country, for they had discovered the sacred lake of the Klamath Indians, known today as Crater Lake. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Murder on Safari, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.